Hey everybody, Grace Harlow here, and I have my first studio guest of the morning. I've got James, who's the director of the MSU Research and Extension Center. How's it going?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Good. So the Research and Extension Center, that's out in Chatham, the farm out there. And you guys always have things growing and animals and stuff out there. But you actually are kind of bringing the farm to town in Escanaba. So why don't you tell us about the event coming up?
Absolutely. So here today we're talking about the Agriculture for Tomorrow conference. This is our annual agriculture event for the Upper Peninsula. And we'll be down at Bay College on Tuesday, February 20th, hoping to work with a lot of different folks to share what's happening in agriculture.
Yeah. So registration, you want to be pre-registered for this event, I'm assuming. What comes with your registration? I hear there's a lunch.
There is a lunch. So for the $30 early bird registration price, you get access to the conference as a participant. There's four concurrent tracks of educational content, a great keynote presentation, and yes, indeed, the lunch. We have vendors or exhibitors that join the event too to share their services or their products that are available to folks involved with agriculture. So it's really a pretty comprehensive conference event, especially for a region like the UP.
Yeah, I think this is a really good event for all people who are in the agricultural field, because whether you have been doing it for a long time or you're just starting out, you're going to learn something no matter kind of where you are in your experience, I think, when it comes to agriculture. And there's four different tracks.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So yep. Can you talk about that?
Sure. The four different tracks are targeting livestock producers, field crops, which would be things like soybeans, corn, forages, or hay crops. We have a specialty crops track, which is primarily geared toward vegetables this year. And then we have a homesteading track, and that's kind of our newest addition that is a little bit more general content for folks that maybe aren't selling ag products commercially, but mm-hmm. are still growing, raising livestock for their own purposes.
Yeah, I feel like homesteading is becoming really like popular all of a sudden, because I have a lot of people that I know that are really interested in it, but like not really sure where to start. So would this be a good event for people to attend if they're kind of looking at getting into something like that?
Yes, this is a fantastic event for people that are newer to agriculture or just starting out. I get those calls very frequently from people moving from out of state or from lower Michigan interested in coming to the Upper Peninsula to start a homestead type of operation. And oftentimes, you know, they're not quite thinking marketing products right away. They really are interested in kind of a sustainable lifestyle and really kind of living their values as it relates to food and agriculture and being close to the land. Yes, this is a perfect event for those folks. You know, both the homestead track itself and a lot of the other content would be perfectly geared to people that are starting out and relatively new in the industry.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that there's kind of like a vendor, what's the word?
Trade show?
Yes, a trade show. There we go. Are you still accepting vendors for that?
Yes, we are. So the vendor opportunity is available both to nonprofit organizations, public agencies, and private companies. If you're a nonprofit organization, you can actually set up an exhibit space for no cost. If you want to represent a nonprofit and attend the event, that we also ask that you register as a participant to cover the cost of lunch and so forth. But just to come set up your booth and share what you have with the audience there, there's no cost with that. If you are a for-profit company, we ask that you sponsor at least a $50 level that covers one individual registration for the conference and your exhibitor space there. And we really tend to get a great diversity of different types of vendors and exhibitors at the event that have information or products available mm-hmm. and pertinent to this particular audience.
Yeah, I've never been to a trade show like that before, but I feel like it would be really cool because you can kind of see what's new. And I'm assuming some of the things you can kind of try before you buy, kind of.
Yeah.
So if there's something you have your eye on.
Right. It's a great opportunity to check out some of those products and services, as you're saying, in kind of a preview format. I think, too, for people in agriculture, there's a lot of different agencies that we have to interact with. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those are risk management, like insurance. You know, some of those are cost share opportunities for things like conservation programs through NRCS and so forth. Some of them are private companies. But this provides sort of a one-stop shop to check in with a lot of those folks in a really efficient manner. So, you know, whether it's FSA or NRCS or Department of Ag in the state here, you can find all those folks in one place. And that's hard to do. Otherwise, you know, you're driving all over the UP and sometimes even further to make those appointments and check in with those agencies.
I was going to say, I grew up on the farm. I understand. Y'all are busy people.
Exactly. Yeah, we have enough to do at home, right? We don't necessarily need to be driving all around.
Exactly. So now this is a big year for the farm. We were kind of talking before this break about how it's a little bit of a unique theme for the conference this year because you're celebrating 125 years.
Yeah, we're super excited to be celebrating our 125th anniversary at the UP Research and Extension Center. So we've been there since 1899, serving the interests of UP farmers and others involved with agriculture. We're very excited about the anniversary. The title of the conference is Ag for Tomorrow. We're often looking ahead to, you know, what the needs are for the future of the industry, for moving things forward. But this year, we're also taking some time to reflect and look back at that history. And the way that that's happening at the conference primarily is through our keynote speaker. Dr. Russ Magnahi is a well-known UP historian. He's written a lot of books about the history of the region, and a lot of that pertains to agriculture and food traditions here in the UP. He's going to be delivering a keynote that I'm really excited about, which will focus on the history of agriculture here in the Upper Peninsula. And then also, specifically, the individual history of a guy named Leo Geismar. And Leo was the first superintendent that helped to start and run our facility back in 1899. And I actually know very little about that man as an individual. Mm-hmm. I keep the first annual report from the station from 1899 on my desk because it's just amazing to reflect on that history. And so, you know, I've read what that man has written, but I know very little about him personally. And Russ has been researching this guy since about 2006, he said, and actually writing a book. So aside from the keynote, Dr. Magnahi will have a booth there in the trade show, and a lot of his UP history books will be available for sale there. So if you're a UP history nut, and especially an agricultural history person, then definitely you're going to want to be at the event this year.
That is so cool. So why don't we go over the date, time, location, and how people can register one more time before we head out?
Sure. So the Ag for Tomorrow conference, again, is Tuesday, February 20th at Bay College in Escanaba. We go from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration is open now at the $30 rate until February 10th, and you can register all the way until the day of at the $40 level. The easiest way to find the event and register is to Google UPREC for Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center. If you scroll down to the bottom of our homepage, there's an event listing there, and that'll take you right to the registration page and all the details about the conference in terms of the sessions and the speakers and the topics for the day.
Very cool. And one thing I want to highlight a little bit, because I love talking about food, the lunch that you guys are having, you guys kind of provide the ingredients for this lunch. So it's a little bit of a special lunch.
It is, yeah. It's not just your average lunch. So we source ingredients from producers around the region. People donate vegetables and meat and all the ingredients that we need for the meal there. And the catering staff at Bay College has been fantastic working with us to prepare a menu that really highlights those ingredients. So we're looking forward to doing that again this year. And so you get a literal taste of the Upper Peninsula at the event.
Right? Yeah. It's just the cherry on top of the entire cake. Exactly. So hopefully you guys can all make it. Put that down in your calendar, February 20th. Get those tickets now so that way we know you're coming. And, you know, because this is an event you don't want to miss. So, James, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about that.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And I hope to have you in later this year. Maybe we can talk about some more 125th anniversary type things.
Oh, for sure. We'll be promoting our party August of September and really looking forward to having people out for that event too.
Awesome. We've got more music, so make sure you keep it right here. You're listening to 94.1 The Breeze.